Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And now, our latest installment of our occasional food series, Farm to Fork. And this time, we're staying pretty close to our studios.
Is it Brookline or Boston?
That's Andy Husbands, chef owner of Tremont 647, and our guide into the farms, fields, and markets to search for the best ingredients New England has to offer. Then we head into the kitchen with Andy to cook up a dish and post the recipe online. And today, we're headed to Allendale Farms, a beautiful bit of country in the city, straddling the border between Jamaica Plain and Brookline, to dig up and cook up some delicious parsnip latkes.
My understanding is the JP part, at least, is the oldest working farm in Boston. And it is, I mean, we could be in central Massachusetts at this point. It is absolutely beautiful. Trees, there's a pond, birds chirping. I mean, who knew that you'd be in Boston in 10 minutes from here? It's fantastic.
Allendale Farms is a vast and beautiful property, still privately owned. The farm is managed by Ethan Grumber, who gave Andy and me a brief tour of the fields.
Over the course of the season, we grow everything from arugula to Brussels sprouts to parsnips to watermelon to pumpkins, a little bit of everything. I think this year we grew over 80 different crops between vegetable and fruit crops here at the farm. And, you know, those crops are sold here at our farm stand, at a farmer's market in Rosendale, and to some wholesale restaurant accounts mostly.
Fantastic. So, Andy, what's the game plan?
Hopefully we can go on a quick tour, if that's all right with you, and see some of this beautiful land. And then I think we're going to work with parsnips today. And parsnips are cool because they're double season, right? Like the artichoke. And I could be wrong here, but the winter parsnips are sweeter. Is that right?
Yeah, so I mean, from a botanical perspective, what happens is as the temperatures drop, a lot of plants produce more sugars. It essentially acts like an antifreeze, right? So to prevent the plant from exploding, it pushes a lot of sugars through its system, creates a lower freezing point for the water in that plant, which results in a sweeter crop.
This is good. So let's go on this tour.
All right, let's do it.
So a nice pitchfork, Ethan, and there's a... Yeah, it looks a bit like an octopus almost or something.
Some sort of tentacled creature, yeah.
It's beautiful, though.
So this is the parsnip that you're going to cook with, right? Is that the plan?
I hope so.
Let's do it.
That's great.
From not only from farm to fork, from earth to fork. Here we go.
From pitchfork to other fork.
Right. From pitchfork to fork, yeah.
I think that will probably be plenty. I don't think we need to...
What do you like about parsnips as a chef?
So, I mean, they're so unique. They have this kind of sweet, I would almost say coriander perfume flavor to them with a little bit of starch. So it's just a really unique flavor. And to me, it represents kind of the cellar roots that are coming along in the fall. Like what I love as being a chef in New England is that we get to be excited about, okay, here come the parsnips, you know, here come the Brussels sprouts. And it kind of just signifies this is the time that we're going to eat a little bit heartier and maybe a little bit more richer. And I don't mean that by the cream way, but by these rich, sweet, beautiful vegetables that are coming out of the earth.
And from the muddy fields with a small basket of freshly dug up parsnips, we head back to the kitchen. So are those the ones we just pulled out of the ground?
These are the ones that we just pulled out of the ground.
They're beautiful now. They do look like something from another planet, though. They look like...
Yeah, they're kind of... I don't know. Well, you know what Julia Child said? And I'm going to paraphrase her about organic vegetables. She walked into a very famous store and looked around and said, "This is a shame." Because people think that these organic vegetables need to look so pristine, so beautiful. But that's the beauty of nature. They don't look beautiful. They're goofy and a little bit, you know, funky. And that's life. And that's the people we love, you know. Nobody's perfect, right? So what I'm doing here is I'm grating some potatoes. And these are just Baker potatoes. And I'm making, you know, people call them latkes or latkes. And I've grated up a potato. And now I've got an onion. This is going to make us all cry a little bit. Just a good old...
So you're grating that right in with the potato.
Right in there. And the key to the onions, my key, is to keep them cold. Like, refrigerate them. And that's going to keep the juices in it. So when you're cutting, that hopefully our eyes aren't going to water as much. Because those juices, when they get out there, we all know what happens. We all start crying and pretending we're not. So now I've grated some onion in there.
I feel like this is almost a shame to chop this up and eat it.
I'm going to try to break this guy apart here. Ah, there we go.
Nicely done.
Broke it apart. So parsnips have a very, very, very light skin. Same thing with carrots, and I'm going to peel it, but you don't necessarily, you can also just scrub it a little bit. I mean, it's been growing in the dirt, and of course we don't want to eat dirt, but you can just take off a little bit on the outside just to get, you know, some of that.
So
to
it's make nice sure and white now.
Yeah, nice and white and clean. Now I'm going to just grate these, this guy right in here.
So is it more or less equal proportions parsnip to potato?
Exactly. So we're doing about probably 40% potato, 40% parsnip, 20% onion. The only issue with parsnips when you're doing it this way is they are really high in sugar. So they're a little bit sweet, which means anytime we're cooking something that's high in sugar, you have a chance of burning it. So we want to make sure we're not going to burn it. But there we go. Look at that. We got our whole mixture there.
There's just a wonderful fragrance already of these fresh parsnips.
See what I'm saying? It's
yeah, it's beautiful.
I think it's almost coriander smelling. It's like floral, you know, sweet. All right, we get this on. We're gonna turn our heat on here, and a little bit of just canola oil, a vegetable oil works. A little bit of flour. This is gonna help it bind a little bit, stick together. You don't need a lot because the potatoes do help it bind. And honestly, if I wanted to, I could do it without flour. If somebody's looking to make something that was gluten free, you could do it without flour. There's plenty of recipes out there that are. I just like a little bit of flour. It kind of helps with the creaminess of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna mix this up here. Gonna add a little salt, pepper. I use kosher salt, crushed ground black pepper, and then we're gonna mix it up. So we're kind of making. I mean, for all easy way to say it, it's kind of a batter. So we're getting our oil hot here, and that should be, ooh, that is hot. Kind of with my hand, making kind of a sort of a small little pancake, and I'm just going to put that right in the oil. You can see what's happening here is that they are starting to become golden brown. I'm going to turn it down just a little bit, down to about 300 degrees.
So, Andy, they look good enough to eat just like that. What do you like to put on them?
Well, what I brought is a little creme fraiche to put on them.
Very nice.
But I know a lot of people don't have creme fraiche sitting around. So what's also really good is applesauce, sour cream people like. People like actually both of them you see traditionally.
And a little dollop of creme fraiche.
A little bit of creme fraiche on there. It will melt, give it a little bit of creaminess. This is for you guys to eat. I don't think you're going to need a fork. I think you should just pick it up with your hands. Paper towels are right here.
There are some things that define comfort food, and I think this is just added to my short list. This is great. All right, Andy, well, this has been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our thanks to Ethan Grumberg, who manages Allendale Farm. You can find photos and Andy Husband's parsnip latke recipe at radioboston.org.